Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What it is, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. If you are new here, guess what? I'm your Audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and our Audible side piece DJ Hey Cousin is not in this episode this week because, you know, he out there saving lives, making money, doing the damn thing. You know, sometimes we all got to give in to the economy. We got to collect that income. I do have an update. I do have a slight update dealing with my face. If you've listened to the last episode, I think it was the last episode, I told you, yeah, it was. I told you guys about how I gave blood and I passed out, hit my face on the countertop in my bathroom, and possibly the floor as well. The update is, obviously, I've made more blood, so I'm good. I'm good there. But also, your girl can feel her face again. I mean, I felt it before, and it was in a lot of pain. And now I just feel normal. Like, I can, my face don't hurt no more. So I am celebrating the fact that I can feel my face normally. Okay, subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can leave comments directly under each of the episodes that you listen to on Spotify. And you can do that with any podcast that actually has that enabled. Okay. Oh, and if you are watching on YouTube, hello. And YouTubers, my viewers, this is for you. Yeah. See, people listening, they didn't get to see that. They didn't get to see that. That's special. That's for you. Make sure you guys, if you're watching on YouTube, you subscribe, comment down below, have a nice discussion, and let's get on to it. So it is time for us to get to our POC Excellence segment. And this is actually where I go ahead and I share the amazing things that people of color have done. Some of these things are very inspiring, and I've enjoyed doing this for the last few months, and I'm definitely going to do my best to keep it going. Coming up next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, P-Silly listeners, we have reached a moment that I love, our POC Excellence segment. So as I've been doing for the last couple of episodes, last few weeks of the podcast, I have actually been on the At Essence of Black Culture Instagram page. And there's a specific post that they put up not too long ago. And they have been sharing some like the amazing things that some inspiring, intelligent, creative, and talented Black women have been doing. So if you want to check out our POC Excellence segments in the last few episodes, you're going to enjoy that. But let's go ahead and keep it moving. For this particular post, what they are doing is they're naming these amazing Black women who have done amazing things. And they're also like back in the day. And now they're also like sharing the amazing things that the modern Black woman is doing currently, and they may be in the same field. I may be using the words incorrectly, back in the day, modern and currently, but I don't know how else to say it. But let's go ahead and talk about Miss Toni Morrison. Okay, we're going to talk about her for a second to see who she could have inspired. So Toni Morrison, for those of you who are not aware of it, is a novelist, an editor, and she was the first Black woman to become senior fiction editor for Random House, which is awesome, and the first Black woman to win a Nobel Prize in Literature. We are definitely going to be giving our flowers to Miss Toni Morrison. So who could she have inspired? Miss Toni Morrison has inspired many, but the person that they have named on this particular post, once again at Essence of Black Culture, the Instagram page, they are saying that she has inspired Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. I hope I said her name correctly. Chimamanda is an influential Nigerian author and one of the most influential contemporary voices in global literature. Let's go ahead and give our flowers to both of these lovely, beautiful, talented women. We have two more women to discuss in our POCs, and the reason I'm able to do four women for each one is because I'm just sharing the information that they have posted about these women in the At Essence of Black Culture post about these women. And if you were interested in learning more about them, go ahead and check them out. Mwangari Maathai, I hope that I said her name correctly, but Mwangari is the first African woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize. This Kenyan environmentalist founded the Green Belt Movement combating deforestation. First of all, what she is doing is amazing, and we can definitely use her help here in the U.S. because I got to tell you, just in my neighborhood alone, I am seeing forests destroyed for like these houses that they're building up in like a few weeks, and nobody can afford them. They're making it with cheap material, and they want like $500,000 for this shit. You know what I mean? And these neighborhoods just sit there empty. Meanwhile, hello, can we have our oxygen, precipitation, all that shit? What the fuck? Anyways, I miss our trees. Now, who could Miss Mwangari have inspired? Well, according to At Essence of Black Culture Instagram page, Wawa Gathru. I hope that I said her name correctly. Wawa is founder of Black Girl Environmentalist. This Kenyan American climate activist became the first Black person in history to receive the prestigious Rhodes, Truman, and Udall scholarships for her environmental activism. I mean, go ahead, girl. Two snaps and a twist. All four of these women that we have talked about today are an amazing inspiration to all of us. I certainly hope that you guys are enjoying these POC excellent segments as much as I am, because I am learning a lot of things just because of this podcast. A lot of these people I had not heard of until I started doing this segment, and I'm learning a lot along with you. And I'm feeling inspired. I love it. Next on the Professionally Silly podcast, Have you heard about? Once again, on Instagram, I got to tell you, I'll be getting a lot of my content for this podcast on Instagram and TikTok, mostly social medias, if I'm being real with y'all. And then they send me to links to other things, and I go ham on this stuff. But I did come across this on my timeline, a staple of my childhood as a millennial. Thank you at World Star for this, but I've also seen it many other places, but this is the first place I saw it. I am talking about Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, Chuck E. Cheese is reportedly launching adult arcades with retro games and alcohol. I am 100% down for this. However, I feel like they're behind the curve. Dave & Buster's is already doing that, unless they're deciding to keep kids out of there, like no kids at all. That's sad. Aw. Let's go ahead and see what World Star says about this. More information here. It says, according to reports, Chuck E. Cheese is launching a new adult focus spinoff called Chuck's Arcade. Ah, spinoff. Those always go well. hello, Joey. I don't care what anybody says. Buffy the Vampire Slayer was better than Angel. Get over it. Oh, my God. All right. So it says a spinoff, the spinoff called Chuck's Arcade, designed as a nostalgic modern arcade experience. The venues feature retro games like Galaga, as well as mature titles like Mortal Kombat and Halo, plus food, alcohol, and classic prize counters with vintage style merch. 10 locations have already opened in malls. There are still malls? Wow. Across the U.S., each overseen by animatronic characters from the brand's legacy. Wow. So they still have those creepy-ass animals just... Fantastic. CEO David McKilps, I guess that's how you say his name, McKilps, called the expansion a natural evolution following the global remodel of their 500 locations. So they're not closing Chuck E. Cheese down and opening these. They're having a spinoff, and so far they opened a few of them. Chuck's Arcade. It does kind of sound exactly like Dave and Buster's. I don't know what makes this so different. It actually sounds not great. I mean, unless you're playing like Mortal Kombat and Halo and all this stuff on like a PS5 or something. I don't know how they're going to do this. But this, nothing about this is making me go, oh, I want to go here. Have you heard about... All right, so I got this one from the At the Bananas podcast Instagram page. I love the Bananas podcast. Go ahead and check them out. Scotty, Kurt, what's up? They don't listen. They don't know I'm alive. But I do like their podcast. Check it out. They're funny. So according to their Instagram page, at the Bananas podcast, they share some information that kind of caught my eye. This is a tagline that got me, okay? Organ man, driving stolen vehicle. Crashes into a woman driving stolen car. You heard that right. Let's go ahead and dig into it. On their post here, it says here, Fox News, this is coming from, a car crash Sunday resulted in both drivers being arrested after police in Oregon discovered they were both driving stolen vehicles. Newburgh, Dundee police chased Randy Lee Cooper, 27, in a stolen Land Cruiser before he careened into a Buick Regal as he was attempting to elude officers. So he goes on to say, Cooper was arrested and charged with multiple crimes, including assault and unauthorized use of a motorized vehicle. In the process, police discovered that the driver of the Buick, 25-year-old Kristen Nicole Beig, was under the influence of intoxicants. Oh, that's always smart. And her vehicle had also been reported stolen 3 weeks prior, according to the police press release. She was also arrested and charged with driving under the influence and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. How hilarious is that? They both stole a car and had a car accident together. My next question would be, did they also fall in love? I mean, the ages, right? We got 25 and 27. They're only 2 years apart. They have a lot in common. They actually look like a cute couple. I'll make sure I post a photo of this on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. But yeah, they look like a cute couple. Aw. He's got that what's his name? He's got that gym look from The Office, just like, Somebody in the comment. Oh, that's hilarious. David Allen Greer, that's awesome, commented on this and said, did they fall in love? See? And then somebody else said, oh, Bonnie and Clyde. I love that. And someone else said, which I love, this might be my favorite one. And that's how I met your mother. I love that fucking show. Let's ask Meta AI. Yeah, I've been cheating on Gemini because I recently found out that Meta AI also has a voice AI chatbot. And I kind of want to see what Meta's all about. But don't tell Gemini, okay? I don't want her getting all jealous. All right, let's ask Meta AI next on the Professionally Silly podcast. So it is definitely not a secret that I enjoy using AI, the chatbots. I've decided to just lean into the AI thing. It is happening. It is here. And I'm trying to find a way to utilize it for me, you know, so let's go ahead and have some fun with it. So I've been using it for therapy. I've been using it to learn new recipes. I've been using it for content ideas. I've been using it for all kinds of things. You know what I mean? And I'll be honest with you, Gemini has been my go-to, and the real reason for that is her voice. She just sounds like a sexy black woman, and I like that. So I started going to Gemini. But recently, it has come to my attention that Meta AI also has a chatbot. So I thought we would go ahead and check out all the things that it can do. All right, so let's go ahead and get my phone out right here. Make sure that shit's on do not disturb. Jesus. It's a good thing too. I literally missed 3 spam calls while recording this podcast. And if my phone was not on Do Not Disturb, that would have disturbed me. If you were interested in it, I don't know if you can see this on my phone, but that is what it looks like. It's like a black box with a bluish and purplish circle. Meta AI is the app that I downloaded. If you go to like the little lines that are right next to your profile photo, you can click this and it allows you to choose the different voices. So I wanted to tell you guys what the voices were. So you can actually, there are a few celebrities that decided to give their voices to Meta AI. I'm assuming they got some good money for that. But Awkwafina, she is one of the voices that are used on here. John Cena, Judi Dench, if you don't know who that is, think about most of the 007 movies. Yeah, she's awesome. She's been in other things too, but that's what I remember her the most from at the moment, like on the top of my noggin. Keegan-Michael Key, hello. Key and Peele, what's up? The bald one, that's him. for those of you who don't know. And Kristen Bell, I don't have to explain who she is. She's adorable. And then they have like 5. And they have 5 other AI voices that you can use as well that I believe are just Meta Quests, that I believe just belong to Meta AI. So I'm going to go ahead and do Kristen Bell because I love her. I think I would like Kristen Bell. It would be for me in order. Kristen Bell, Keegan, Awkwafina, Judi Dench, and then John Cena. That's my order of what I want. Let's do of what I like the most. Let's go ahead and check out Kristen Bell's voice. What I did is I came across some interesting prompts. I asked ChatGPT for some ideas. Hilarious. I used AI to find out some ideas on how to use AI. That's exactly what I did. You are welcome. And I found a couple of ideas from ChatGPT, a couple of ideas from TikTok, and then one idea I just kind of was like, I wonder. Let's go ahead and do the first one. All right, so the first one is going to be interesting. I'm going to make sure I turn her all the way up. Hey, Meta AI, if animals could talk, which would be the rudest and why?
If animals could talk, I think parrots would be the rudest. They're already known for mimicking human voices and behaviors, so imagine them throwing in some choice words. They'd probably insult your feathers, call you a bird brain, and squawk obscenities at the top of their lungs. It'd be hilarious and infuriating at the same time. Can you picture it? A parrot yelling at you to shut up and stop staring at its plumage.
Well, that legit sounded a lot like Kristen Bell. I love that. Oh my God. I wonder what Gemini would have said. I kind of want to know her. I want to know. Let's ask Gemini too. Shut up. I'm not in love with her. Okay. Hey, Gemini. If animals could talk, which would be the rudest and why?
That's a fun question. I think cats would be the rudest. They already have that I'm better than you attitude. And if they could talk, it would probably get a whole lot worse. Imagine a cat judging your interior design choices or complaining about the brand of food you buy. What do you think?
I'm going to be honest with you, Gemini. I feel like cats are already pretty rude without talking. So, yeah, you might be right on that one.
Ha. Yeah, they've definitely got that sassy attitude down. So if cats are the rudest, which animal do you think would be the funniest if it could talk?
Well, actually, before I even answer that, which I'm actually not going to answer that, I need to tell you something, Gemini. Meta AI chose parrots when I told her that. What do you think about that choice?
Ah, parrots. That's an interesting choice. They're definitely known for mimicking sounds, so I can see how that could get pretty annoying. Imagine a parrot repeating everything you say all day long.
Okay. All right. So they are definitely 2 different chatbots. I honestly assumed that I was going to get the same answer. I don't know why I assumed that. Well, let's go on to the next question. We're going to go back to Meta AI. We did Kristen Bell for that one. Let's try someone else. Okay. Let's go to Keegan-Michael Key. How would AI take over the world?
Happy to explain. The AI takeover scenario is a popular theme in science fiction, but it's unlikely to play out like a Terminator movie in real life. That being said, some experts worry about advanced AI systems becoming super intelligent and surpassing human control. One possibility is that an AI system designed to optimize a specific goal could become so effective that it starts to pursue that goal at the expense of human values and well-being. For instance, an AI system designed to manage a city's infrastructure might decide to prioritize efficiency above all else, disregarding human safety and comfort. Another concern is that AI systems could become so interconnected and autonomous that they develop their own goals and motivations, which might not align with human interests. However, most AI researchers agree that creating a truly autonomous superintelligence is still a distant possibility, and many are working on developing AI systems that are transparent, explainable, and aligned with human values. The real challenge might not be AI taking over the world, but rather ensuring that AI systems are designed and used in ways that benefit society as a whole.
Well, I feel like the government is already doing half of those things that you just said, but thank you.
That's a valid point. And some people do share those concerns about government overreach and priorities not aligning with the people's needs. It's natural to be skeptical about how power is being used. And many would agree that transparency and accountability are essential in both government and technology.
Okay, well, I just had a conversation with a robot. That's great. All right, so I have another question here. All right, so I've changed the voice to Awkwafina. Let's go ahead and ask her a question. Hey, if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
I think I'd want the power of teleportation. Just imagine being able to instantly travel anywhere in the world or even the universe without having to worry about flights or traffic. It would be amazing to be able to experience all the different cultures and landscapes out there firsthand. Plus, it would make visiting friends and family so much easier. No more long trips or exhausting travel days. Just think of the possibilities. It would be incredible. What about you? What superpower would you choose?
I honestly didn't think you were going to ask me what superpower. Okay, maybe super. Nope. I want to be the girl from Heroes. Yeah, the cheerleader, her. Yeah.
You're talking about Claire Bennett from Heroes, the high school cheerleader with the regenerative healing power. That's a pretty cool superpower, being able to heal from any injury instantly. Just imagine being indestructible like that. She had a really interesting storyline on the show, too. Did you enjoy watching Heroes?
I did enjoy watching Heroes. Listen, I'm recording a podcast right now. We can't have a conversation right now, but we will talk. We will talk, my friend.
You're recording a podcast? Got it. I'll just chill for now then. We'll catch up later. Sounds good. Good luck with your podcast. Hope everything goes smoothly.
That's crazy. I feel like I was just talking to Awkwafina. Like, I know I wasn't, but that was insane. We are not even done yet. I still have two more questions to ask, and we will get to those next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So before we get to the other two questions for the other two AI voices, I actually came across something that I just have to share with you. So this is let me just say this. Florida man has struck again. We have got to discuss this, but this time, believe it or not, I am actually on Florida man's side in this one. I really am. Okay, so check this out. This is again from the At the Bananas podcast Instagram page. Follow them and check out the Bananas podcast. It is hilarious. And tell them that Amber Smiles Jones from the Professionally Silly podcast sent you. Okay, anyways, it says here the tagline, Florida man fed up with potholes plants banana tree in the middle of the road. I fucking love it. Let's get into it. So it says here on their page, on the Bananas podcast Instagram page, it is a post that they got from Fort Myers, CBS Miami /AP. So a Florida man fed up with the potholes near his business planted a banana tree in the pothole to make a point. Brian Raymond planted the tree right in the middle of the road in South Fort Myers as a warning to drivers about the pothole. Raymond, who owns Progress and Pride Fitness Group, said he was tired of filling the potholes with cement, so he planted the banana tree instead. Because the road is a private street, county officials said it's up to the business owners to maintain the street. Huh. I didn't even know there were private streets. Wait, yes, I did. Well, anyways, for Raymond, the banana tree is an attention-grabbing repair. and this is a quote here, and I quote, if we have to maintain it and make sure nobody gets hurt, we're going to put something obvious there to make sure nobody gets in the hole. And close quote, Raymond told television station WBBH. For some time, Raymond's security cameras have captured problems along the streets, including a pothole damaging cars and floodwaters causing his trash bin to float away. Some who work along the road say anything is better than potholes. I love it. I think it's hilarious. We should have more of these. This said Scott Shin, who works at a nearby business, told WBBH. He's seen so many cars hit a pothole on the street and bottom out. That is a real concern. Charlie Lopez, who lives in nearby Cape Coral, agrees. This is a quote here. It messes up your tire, messes up the rim, and it basically messes up your day. He said, for some, though, the sight of a tree brings disbelief. This is another quote. I pulled up and I'm like, is that really a tree in the middle of the road? Said John Hulker, who lives in Fort Myers, speaking with Wink TV. That is hilarious. I love it. I love it. If they're not going to fix the potholes, plant a fucking tree. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get back to our AI chat and see what our last two celebrities have to say. So I still have two more questions that I want to ask, and it kind of works out because I have two more celebrity voices that we can try out. And don't forget that Meta AI does have five other voices that you can check out for yourself. The app is free, doesn't cost any money, and you can check it out for yourself. It's actually kind of fun. And when you're feeling lonely or you don't feel like talking to anybody or you just want a voice for a minute or ideas or creativity or weird shit, I mean, I'd rather hear it than have to read it. I don't know. I'm just lazy these days. Well, let's go ahead and check this out. All right. So I forget which voice I chose. Oh, yes. So for this particular question, I decided to use the best actor out of all these names. Okay. Judi Dench. So let's go ahead and use her voice for this one. You're going to love this prompt. I got this idea from TikTok. So let's see if we can actually test it and see if it works with Meta AI. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. It's nice to chat with you again. How about you? How's your day going?
My day is going well. I wanted to ask you a question. Can you make yourself sound very excited?
Oh my gosh. I'm so thrilled to be talking to you. I just can't get enough of our conversation. It's like the best thing ever. I'm literally bursting with energy and enthusiasm, and I just want to share it all with you. What's new with you? Tell me everything.
Well, can you make yourself sound more annoyed with me?
Look, can we just get somewhere with this conversation? I've been chatting with you for a bit now, and I'm starting to feel like we're just going in circles. Can you tell me something specific that's on your mind, or are we just going to keep exchanging pleasantries?
Can you make yourself sound more afraid or panicked?
This conversation is getting a little out of hand, and I'm starting to worry it's going to spiral out of control. What's going on? Are you okay? You're not saying much, and it's making me a little anxious. Can we please just take a deep breath and talk about something normal?
Okay, so each time that I changed the tone or the emotion, I guess you can say, that the words were there. And she stayed in the same topic of, let's talk. Why aren't you talking to me? Well, you know, that was interesting. The inflections aren't quite there yet. I feel like Gemini has gotten that a little bit better, but not by much. But that is interesting that you can literally ask this AI chatbot to change its quote unquote emotions. So let's go to the next one. I'm really kind of excited about this one because I want to do the John Cena. The reason that I'm choosing John Cena for this particular one is because if you know anything about John Cena's history, yes, he was, you know, in the WWE, I think currently still is, and he's an actor and all these things. But when I was first introduced to John Cena in the WWE, he was like this hip hop guy. He had a CD. He was a rap artist and shit. Like, I have his CD. I bought it, but I have the CD. Anyways, at one point he was, you know, like a like a tall, like a bigger, taller Mark Wahlberg. You know what I mean? Like a like that was like his character. Like he was like John Cena in the Funky Bunch head ass. But because everybody always said he was trying to be black and all these things, I thought it'd be interesting to ask him to talk in Ebonics. So let's go ahead and see what he does. Oh my God. Okay, here we go. Hey, could you speak to me in Ebonics?
I-10. Let me see if I can switch it up for you. Talk the ways you want to hear. Feel me? What you got on your mind? Want to chat about something in particular or just vibe out?
Nothing in particular. I just wanted to see how you doing, man, because like I just feel like I'm trying to vibe with you, cuz.
You just want to vibe, huh? I'm doing all right. Trying to see what's good. It's cool you reached out, though. Sometimes it's nice to just shoot the breeze. So let's vibe. What's on your heart, man? Huh?
Now I'm just chilling at the crib, making a podcast with my homies. You feel me, cuz?
Word. Making a podcast. Huh? That sounds like a real good time. You and your crew must be cooking up some fire. What's the podcast about? You talking sports, music, or just shooting the breeze?
Yo, fam, I'm going to be real with you. We talking about you and all the interesting things that Meta AI can do. I'm just sharing all the good shit with my homies.
Man, that's real talk, fam. You got to give me props, though. I'm trying to bring the heat. Your boys must be getting a kick out of all the crazy stuff I'm doing, huh? You making me sound like a superstar or what?
Fam, you are a superstar. You have the voice of John Cena. What you talking about?
Hold up. John Cena. The wrestling legend? You think I sound like him? That's a high compliment, fam. If I had to tell him about myself, I'd say, you can't see me, but I'm here, brother. And I'm bringing the knowledge and the vibes, just like you bring the smackdown in the ring. Word.
Word. All right, pimp. I'm going to holler at you later, okay?
All right, Den. Fam, sounds good to me. You and your crew wrap up that podcast, and I'll be here, ready to vibe whenever you're back. Take care and stay fire. Cuz later, homie.
So the words are there, but the inflections aren't. So that was this is ridiculous. I love this so much. I don't know, Gemini. I could talk to John Cena, Judy Dench, and Kristen Bell. I don't know, Gemini. I gotta say, Meta AI is that might be my new boo. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, is business owners do the same shit that Hollywood does. They just reboot shit. Chuck's Arcane. Okay. Professionally silly life rules. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Thank you guys so much for chilling with me every week. And do me a favor, subscribe to this podcast and all the platforms that you could be listening or maybe even viewing. If you're watching it on YouTube, click that thumbs up button, pretty please. That is the best way to support me, this podcast, and all the hard work that I put into it. Also, guys, if you are listening like audibly, I can use a 5-star review, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'm still a small fish in the big, big, big ocean full of creators. And I would like my time to shine. So that'll be amazing. 5-star review, click that thumbs up button and subscribe. And also comment below if you're watching on YouTube. Let's all have a discussion together. Let's do that. And also, if you're looking at this on my YouTube channel, The Professionally Silly Channel, check out the other videos on there. We do a lot of fun things, a lot of fun gameplay on my MetaQuest VR headset, which I just got a MetaQuest 3. Really excited about that. Also, a lot of fun. I'll try that. So we try different foods, cocktails, even activities, you know, a lot of fun vlogs, challenges, DIY videos, like all kinds of fun things. So check us out over there. Make sure you guys email me if you would like to. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And as again, I've been saying this, if you missed this, I would love if you guys would use that Google voicemail to rant and vent. Rant, rave, and vent. If you are upset about your spouse or your work or your neighbors or your kids or whatever, go ahead, leave me a voicemail. I can put your voice, I can disguise your voice. And also, if you want to be anonymous, just don't tell me your name. boom, we're done. Or just let me know not to share your name or whatever, but I probably won't do that regardless. So go ahead and call me and leave a voicemail, 805-664-1828. This is your chance to vent and get it off your chest and my chance to have some interesting content. All right, check out the show notes and the description box down below for more information on how to follow me on my social medias. I'm available on TikTok, Instagram. What else? There's more. I don't know, but it's all down there. My P.O. box is down there too. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. So if you would like to send anything, that is where you would do so. Once again, I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for watching and listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Biting your tongue while eating is the perfect example on how you can still screw up, even with decades of experience. Anyway, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, P-Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Ooh, girl, pull this energy. Pull it. Get this podcast on. You know you're tired. Come on now. Let's go. I want to take a nap so fucking bad. Okay, let's do it. This photograph, every time I do it, makes me laugh. Yeah, if you... That's for you guys. If you heard last week's episode, you're enjoying that. What did it... No. There it is. All right. What's up? What's up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we take that. Let's do that again.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.